And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are saved by actions we take? If you were to ask a person in the religious world at large, what must a person do to be saved? The answer generally would go something like this. Believe in Christ, accept Him in your heart, and you will be saved. But is that what the Bible says a person must do to be saved from his or her sins? No, it is not. The New Testament book of Acts is where accounts of people being saved are recorded. In fact, we even find people asking the question, "What must I do to be saved?" as in Acts 16, verse 30. It therefore behooves us today to investigate the biblical response that was offered to such a question. First, a sinner must hear God's word. Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Second, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3, verse 36 records, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Third, an individual must repent of his sins. Paul said in Acts 17, verse 30, "These times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." Fourth, one must confess Christ as God's Son. In Matthew 10, verse 32, Jesus himself said, "Whosoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father who is in heaven." Fifth, a person must be baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. Acts 2:38 says, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." When a person does these five things, he then becomes a member of Christ's body, the church, Colossians 1 verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23 teaches that Christ is the head of the body, which is his church. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 teaches us that there is just one body. Only those who are members of the Lord's church have been justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3, verse 24. Only in Christ's church can one enjoy the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 2, verse 10, and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Are you a member of Christ's church? If not, why not?
This is the gospel of Christ.